This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Not to like beat a dead horse, but it's hump day and Survivors tonight.
Very exciting. It's one of the few nights that I'm actually interested in what will be on.
Right.
TV in real time.
Actual TV at the actual time it's supposed to air. I want to say, well, I guess Game of Thrones kind of counts because you got to watch that on HBO, right?
Man, I'm regretting not restarting that a long time ago so that I could
How
sort
far
of,
into it are you?
I haven't. Well, you didn't. I'm caught up in regular time.
But you didn't go back and rewatch. It's worth it. I'll probably do it in a couple of years. I'll just watch the whole series again.
That's what I'm going to do. Yeah. I started Sinner instead the first season.
Oh, is that the one with Jessica Biel?
It is.
How is that?
Very good.
Oh, okay.
I'm only a couple episodes in.
I watched the first episode or most of it, and I just never went back to it. I was like, that's fine. I didn't go back.
I really like the actor that plays the shrink, too, and I can't think of it. Or he's, I think he's like a detective.
Oh.
But who is that? Bill Pullman? It's not Bill Pullman. Who is
Paxton?
That?
We get those two. Didn't one of them pass away, actually?
Anyway, whichever one of them is.
Oh, Bill Pullman.
Bill Pullman.
Mm-hmm. And Jessica Biel.
He's great. Oh. Very troubled. Mm. And
oh,
you
all
feel
the good
it.
Shows. All the best characters are very troubled.
You feel it, though. Mm. Like that guy's working hard to give you complexity that maybe in real life he doesn't have.
Right.
You'll walk into a room and be like, hey, how you doing? That's not it. You know what I mean?
I do.
Right. It looks depressing.
Yeah, he's a dark dude in this, and you feel it. They're like, he's having trouble in his marriage, and at one point, he's staying with a friend, and his friend goes, my wife saw you outside in your underwear last night at 3 a.m. What are you doing? And he goes, what's your wife doing looking out the window at 3 a.m? And he just goes, oh, God. Like, okay, that's your answer to why you're out in my yard.
The real question here is, why are you in my yard at 3 a.m?
In your underwear. And you get no answer.
Right, yeah. And just gets creepier after that.
Why is she looking out the window?
Yeah.
Why does she have to see
she's
that?
She's the weird one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
So I have this all wrong.
We're going to have to send you to a hotel.
Right. John Mayer, guys.
Oh, yes.
You want to go check him out?
Yeah.
People love them some John Mayer. This is our big deal this week, so we've got chances all day to win these tickets at 5 past 9, noon, 3, and 5. Right now, caller number 97 wins a pair of tickets to see John Mayer September 16th, 2019 at the Chase Center, the brand new Chase Center in San Francisco. The tickets are on sale this Friday, March 29th, 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. However, just for being an Alice listener, we have a special code word for you. It's MASHUP. All one word. MASHUP is the word, and you can enter that on Thursday from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. That's tomorrow, and get your tickets early. Just kind of just a little bonus for listening to Alice. Call now, 800-400-3697. Nicole's going to answer the phone. Caller 97 wins the tickets for John Mayer.
I hear she's excellent at answering phones.
Nicole,
too.
She's like the best.
Really good.
I've never seen anyone quite so,
She's great at handing me my stories and my news. This group of interns is doing a really good job.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice group
agree.
Right now.
They're fun. I like them a lot. Sounds like I'm teasing, and I kind of am, but they're great.
No, we
nice
love
kids.
Them.
So great having the kids.
Because for a while, we didn't.
A long while.
Right.
Too long.
3 or 4 years.
Sad.
Was it 3 or 4 years?
It was a long
basically.
Time.
Mm-hmm.
Eesh.
Thank you, Entercom.
Yes.
Thank you, Entercom.
Took the swears off the took the bleeping of the swears off the secret show.
Oh, when are we doing that?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
I got some updates to share with you guys.
You've been very excited all week.
Well, it's not so
things.
Much excitement. It's just, some research was done.
Uh-huh.
I want to follow up on a storyline that I've...
Are you open to questions?
I'm open to questions.
Right. I'm excited for that.
Yeah. Oh, who isn't? Come on.
Right.
Give it to me.
Durr.
want all the dirt.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. It's the same as the phone number, but you just put it in your texting app, and then you just, you know, text, and then you hit send. And then,
oh, can you come show me how to do that? I would love to.
I could. Okay. Yes, I could come show you how to do that.
Seems really complicated.
Well, seems like it might be.
For some people.
Right. I mean, look at you.
I can't figure anything out.
You wouldn't switch phones for how many years?
Dude,
that janky thing
didn't
work forever.
It's not about that. It worked.
It didn't work.
Fine.
You shouldn't have to keep a phone plugged in. The whole point is they're mobile.
But why not have it plugged in? And then if you are out in the world, then you would have a full charge.
Does it, like, lose battery life if you always leave it plugged in like that?
No one knows. It's a mystery. No one knows.
I think you make it worse. Yeah.
No one knows.
It becomes charge dependent.
It's like no one knows. No.
Is that a thing?
Stop it. Just fully charged at all times.
Anyway, 415 says, I love slip-on Skechers. I have 3 pairs.
Dude, I'm jealous. I only have 2 pairs. I got to get another pair. I want to have all my shoes be slip-on Skechers. Yep.
Dear God, Scott is in the 8:30 hour also?
Oh, what, you whining little pissant.
502 says, when is Scott at Sally Tomatoes?
Saturday night, Rohnert Park.
925 says, Sarah, slip-on Skechers are the best. I have them in gray, tan, and black.
Oh, I ordered gray, tan, and black, but the black ones didn't fit me.
Oh.
And actually, I just remembered, they sent me size 5. I'm like, this is not my size. But my niece was in town, and she's a size 5. I gave them to her.
Perfect.
I didn't have to return them. I hate returning stuff.
Me too.
I'll be like, John, I'm not going to return this. But you can if you want to. And he does. He's a returner. He's a guy who'll return stuff. I'll never do it.
You just let something you're not going to use sit there.
Yep.
And pile up as
junk. I'll just donate it. It's like worth it to me to just put it in a bag and put it in the back of John's car rather than go through like, you gotta get the slip and you gotta call UPS.
Is that a comment on the fact that you always buy discount junky things like Skechers?
No, it's a comment on I am lazy.
Too lazy.
Too lazy.
So
to
if
do
you
it.
Bought something like high end, you'd still be all, too lazy.
I
bought
say,
these $700 shoes, but I don't like the way they fit.
To a homeless shelter.
I just donate them. Yeah.
These red bottoms, I'm going to just donate them.
Yeah, like I would ever buy those, please. Met me. Or I'm going to wear those as earrings. That ain't happening. I'll do it if I can stick them in a block of Lucite so that I can actually have like something solid to walk on. Oh, that's actually not a bad idea. Imagine that if you could like take really fancy shoes that you otherwise couldn't walk in and you just dipped them into like so you could slip your leg in to a block.
Yes.
So look, no one could see the block of Lucite. Like you'd be walking. Never mind. It might be time to go.
What's happening here?
I don't know. I think that might be a good idea, though.
Good morning, family. Glad you think of us as family. Only family would be this mean to me.
Oh, what'd they do?
Good morning, family. Hey, Vinny. My fiance and saw the same Hamilton crew as you, but for $20, front row center. Ha! Hamilton lottery winners. Love you all. Have a great day.
They did have, remember that? They were doing like every day, I don't know, 10 pairs of tickets for $10 each.
Why don't you just walk right up to a person and kick them in the Richard and then just walk away?
Yeah.
That's basically what you did there.
Well, what you would have had to do, though, Vinny, is stand out in front of this theater to see if you were the winner of the lottery. And there's a million people who enter. So, you know, that person wasted a lot of time. You didn't waste any time. Oh, my Richard.
The point is.
Oh, no, my Richard.
Right. The point is they just wrote that on purpose to burn
me. They wanted to go, meh.
Right.
Pass that back real quick to Red Bottoms.
Yeah.
Ariana's song, 7 Rings.
Yeah.
Here's this line. I love it.
Happiness is the same price as Red Bottoms. That's funny.
Yeah.
She likes them.
Mm. No, people do. I think they're great. If only I could pull that off. I tried for a while. I tried to look cute for a while.
You did.
Yeah,
you did look cute.
It was so much work.
It really wasn't that much work, I don't think.
Yeah, it was. Got so sick of it. Like, nothing is worth this.
Wow.
Jeez. Okay. A lot of people are anti-dog cloning, and we got a million texts about that.
How come?
Because people are like, there's so many dogs in cages that want your love, and you're spending $50,000 to clone another dog.
I hear what you're saying, but if someone has $50,000 that they can afford to spend on a dog, I say let them do it. I just don't.
Great. Go spend $50,000 to clone a dog while thousands and thousands of wonderful dogs sit in cages at dog pounds.
Yeah, but the problem is you don't know they're wonderful. You know, a lot of times, you know your dog is wonderful and you're like, I'm going to clone my dog. Also, when are we going to start getting like cloned livers and cloned lungs and things that we can swap out? Like maybe even a cloned brain I can download my brain into. So I, in a young body that's been cloned. How about that? When's that happening? Oh, immortality. Why are you so elusive?
What? Scott is on fire. I'm crying laughing. Vinny, they make silicone rings, wedding rings. Super comfy.
Oh, that's kind of nice.
I'm not going to go that route. I haven't decided. I have visited rings, I swear to you, over 10 times.
Do the same color as your girlfriend?
I don't know.
What has she got? White gold?
She went platinum.
You should just get platinum and match.
That's one of the things that I've been told.
Platinum's pretty.
I've tortured everyone to the point where no one wants to talk to me about it.
Oh, we totally want to talk to you about it. Who are you torturing? You haven't tortured us yet.
I was just torturing Scott, but no, I've asked, like I held up a gold and a platinum to my daughter, and I'm like, which one do you like? And see, I really think gold is the traditional.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's tradition, right?
There's even a song, This Band of Gold.
Right. So I'm sort of leaning and trying to get my head around that. But my daughter's all, that one. And then I'm like, oh, she went platinum. Now I have to do platinum, right?
No.
Why?
So then I asked her, well, because, I mean, my daughter now has jumped into the mix. I feel like I'd be burning her or something. But then
later I go,
which one do you like? She points to gold. I'm like, God damn it. She doesn't even know what she likes.
Exactly.
Well, depends on the lighting in the room. You know?
Probably. Edson is not love. Scott deserves better, says 510.
What? Oh. Why did he say that?
I don't know. It was a little weird that he's like, I just want love. I'm like, you're married.
That was a very interesting point you made.
I was very surprised to hear that that's lacking in his life. I thought that was the whole reason he kept that guy around.
He followed it up with saying Edson's not here, though, so... Maybe he's just
so he's looking for love here in, I see, and then he had taken a Viagra off the floor of a bathroom. So that wasn't a true story, right?
You know what? I wouldn't put anything past that dude. I'm going to believe it.
No one does that.
510 says, boys can't even get a cold without being whiny bitches. They never.
Yeah, I agree.
Get them.
Yep.
Going to willingly take birth control. It'll have side effects. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
What?
Nothing. I'm shutting up. For once.
I hope the pill has some gnarly side effects so men can see what the hell we go through to get laid and not have a baby every single time.
They won't find out. If there's gnarly side effects, no dude's taking it. Sorry to say. I mean, if you found out that you weren't going to be interested in sex anymore and your testosterone was going to drop, would you be into it?
No.
Right. No dude is taking that pill. Not yet. Not the way it's, as described.
But
if
you were taking the pill and it was making your, it was taking away your drive, wouldn't you just switch to condoms or the IUD or any other thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I would. But I'm so excited that my skin's now clear.
Oh, that it's better than.
Yeah.
Got it.
I told you about my cousin whose daughter, who's like 16 or 17, was like, I want to be on the birth control pill because of my complexion. I'm like, yeah, that's why. She goes, I was thinking I'd get, clear her face up and stuff. I'm like, mm-hmm. If your daughter asks you for birth control, you should get it for her skin.
And so?
Nothing. She just believed her daughter.
She got it. Did she get it?
Maybe she didn't want to get it. Most parents don't want to get it. You don't want to think about your kids doing that. But wouldn't it be nice if Isla said, Dad, I need the birth control pill for my skin? You'd be like, for your skin? Absolutely.
You got it.
Let's go get you signed up right now. Where do we go?
Mm-hmm. Not ready to deal with that. I will, though.
For a skin, Ben. What's the big deal?
I'll deal with it. I know it's real life, and I do not want to be a grandpa while she's still in high school. So yeah.
You're too old to be dealing with that.
Right.
You're the right age for grandpa. That's not what I meant. But,
right.
You know, it's it's too soon.
510 says, my niece is doing time in Texas for accessory to murder because the John died when her pimp killed the victim.
Mm. Oh, boy.
This is about the Cardi B story.
Yeah.
510 says, Cardi B needs to pay for what she did. Why isn't this a bigger deal?
I think this is just the beginning of the big deal. I think this is a big deal. I said it yesterday. I'm like, that's wrong. I think I said those words. I'm not positive, though.
415 says,
fun with it.
The only good thing about when you play rap clips is Sarah doesn't sing along.
You're welcome. Once in a while, I don't sing along. It's true. Oh, I do go. In that one song.
I forget what song that is right now.
It's some stupid song that sounds just like all the other ones. How could you possibly know which one it is? They're all the same song. Horrible music. Oh, kids love it, though. So I guess there must be something to it.
Well, isn't that always
the
thing?
Absolutely.
It's supposed to be.
It's just that I can tell it's terrible.
Disliked by old people.
And so mission accomplished, kids. You have really ruined music.
Freaks me out how much Vinny and I are alike and have numerous shared experiences. Please do a Sarah and Vinny retrospective. I love hearing the history. Rock on.
Oh. Maybe we'll do one of those soon.
Don't we do that whenever we do the show? I mean, we talk all kinds of stuff.
We're always saying, remember back in the day when this happened or that happened?
Newer listener, took a little getting used to you all, but love you all now. P.S. My husband has never smelled either. Oh, and I just heard you say school bus drivers. I am one.
Oh.
Oh.
I think it's a thing. I don't wear deodorant as well, says 415.
Good for you.
Yeah, good for you. Yeah. A lot of people wrote in saying that.
Yeah, well, we should put them all through the smell-o-meter.
You would odor police them right out.
Yeah, wouldn't you?
Yep. All right, that's it. Thanks for your text, everyone.
Be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. You guys are so fun. Now I gotta go home and watch Survivor.
Lucky.
Yay.
So, wait, let me get this straight. So you go home from now, and you just go back to your room in the sewing room and just sew.
Yeah,
sew.
I'm working on a pattern. I'm working on a pattern for a new hobo bag that I've...
Oh. A hobo bag?
Yeah, I've been
Is
wanting
to... Is that the kind that you tie to a stick?
No, I know. It's more like a... It's just sort of like a loose sack that is, you know, it has limited pockets and a thick strap. And it's cute.
Did you name that yourself?
No, it's just I like hobo bags.
It's
like,
sort of a style, right?
It is. It's like a, it's sort of a squishy, doesn't have any real structure to it. So you just, it's like a big sort of unstructured tote bag, but with, you know, I have some little tailoring that I do to it.
That makes it unique to you.
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
You know, figured
so
it
you
out.
So you go back there and you'll sew up until dinner time.
Yep.
And then you'll have some dinner and shower up and get ready for bed, and then you'll watch Survivor.
And then at 5:30, I'll sit down and watch Survivor.
Oh, God, I hate that you get to watch it early like
you
that.
You know what I was thinking, Vinny?
What?
I think it's on CBS All Access. And I think that you can get it at the same time I do. Can you look on... Well, I guess we can't rate the second.
I'll look it up. If that's true, then I'll watch it early. I would love
because
to.
Because I pay for that monthly because of Star Trek Discovery. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking to myself, I have seen the Survivor thing. Like, they have a lot of their series on there. And I'm wondering if you could get it early, too.
Would you have to pay for that?
Yeah, it's like, I think it's like $5 a month.
I'd pay it.
Yeah. Well, you could actually suspend it. And actually, you get all kinds of Big Brother content, too. I've watched some Big Brother stuff on there, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll look into it.
All Access thing.
All right, I'll look into it.
Yeah.
Hey.
Unfortunately, we don't work for the company anymore, so we can't get it for free. What just happened? Did you guys just
flirt? I said, what have you got to lose?
Yes, I was just flirting with her. She didn't notice.
I noticed. I was used to it, I guess.
Like, get back outside the window.
Here. It's cold in here. What'd you say?
Get back outside the window, Vinny.
She's just used to it.
She's used to it. Always trying to flirt with me.
And I normally flirt right back.
Why not today?
I was so excited about all the Survivor talk.
Yeah, I know. You
right.
love it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Have a good one, everybody.
See you tomorrow.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.